بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. We're still going on in the book of our history from the beginning. What we did last class, we talked about Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. We said that Dawood was chosen by Allah as a prophet, and also he became the king of the children of Israel after he killed the giant Goliath, Jalut. Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet David, was not a messenger, although he received a book called Az-Zabur. He is still not a messenger. His book Az-Zabur was not a book of laws or rules, but a book of wisdom. We mentioned that two men came and complained to him. One of them had 99 female sheep, and one of them had one female sheep. And we said when he ruled, he was ruling concerning sheep and not humans, not women. Also, we mentioned that Prophet Dawood did not desire the wife of his general. He did not desire that wife. That was a fabrication mentioned in some books. Also, we mentioned that he had a son called Sulaiman, Solomon, and Prophet Solomon helped at some times his father in settling some differences, some dispute between a shepherd and an orchard owner. Lastly, we talked about the people of the Saturday. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed the sinful people of the Saturday into apes and pigs, who died 3 days after that. Today, inshallah, we'll continue. And the author, may Allah have mercy on her, said, a wise man named Luqman. The 31st chapter of Al-Quran is called Surah Luqman. And this name, Luqman, was an honorable man. He was from Nubia. He was from Africa, Nubia. So he was a Nubian. He was given an extremely long life. He lived 1,000 years. This man, Luqman, was a tailor, although some scholars said he was a carpenter. Aside from having a beneficial profession, Luqman was noted for his great wisdom, Luqmanul Hakim. Ibn Abbas, may Allah raise his rank, and other scholars of our nation said that Luqman was a man with hikmah from Allah. And the person with hikmah has the correct belief, practices Islam properly, and employs sound judgment. So a man with hikmah has the correct belief, practices Islam properly and employs sound judgment. With this great endowment, the noble man Luqman was a judge for the children of Israel. Concerning the appearance of Luqman, his skin color was black, his feet were cracked, and his lips were very large. Some rude, unmannered people used to stare at him in an unkind way. So people just look at him unkindly. So one time, the wise Luqman said to a man eyeing him, looking at him, staring at him, "If you see that my lips are huge, you should know that gentle words come out of them. If you see that my lips are huge, you should know that kind words or gentle words come out of them. And if you see that my skin is black, know that my heart is white." Ibn Atiyyah, one of the great scholars, mentioned in his book explaining the Quran that Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, say, Luqman was not a prophet, but he was a slave of God with good certitude and was very reflective. He loved God and God loved him." So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam said, Luqman was not a prophet, but he was a slave of God with good certitude, means he had yaqeen in his heart. He was had reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His belief was without any doubt. And he was very reflective. He was a man who thought a lot, pondered a lot. He loved God and God loved him. Now this expression that God loved someone, in this case Luqman, does not mean that Allah or God is attributed with emotions, because Allah is clear of the attributes of the creation. What it means that Allah accepted Luqman alayhi salam. Allah, our Lord, bestowed religious wisdom on Luqman, because this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Lord bestowed religious wisdom on him. So because of this hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam, our scholars, majority of scholars, said that Luqman was not a prophet, but a wali, a pious Muslim of a very high status. It is reported that Allah gave Luqman the choice to become a ruler, ruling by the truth. But Luqman said the following, "O Lord," addressing Allah, "O Lord, if you give me the choice, I will accept safety and leave out the test." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Luqman the choice to become a ruler, ruling, of course, by the true rules of Allah. So Luqman said, "O Allah, O Lord, if you give me the choice, I will accept safety and leave out the test. If you order me to accept the position, I will obey, because you will protect me from doing wrong." Now, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam knew that Luqman was a good man, and he took knowledge from him. Prophet Dawood himself learned from Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman used to pass rulings for the Muslims before Dawood became a prophet. People used to come from the children of Israel, ask Luqman about their cases, and Luqman used to pass rulings for them. And that used to happen before Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was chosen by Allah as a prophet. Then Luqman refrained after Dawood became a prophet. He refrained from passing rules. He was asked about it. Means, why did you stop doing it? He said, should I not stop when I was relieved? Should I not stop? Means doing, passing these rulings. When I was relieved, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Dawood, David, as a prophet, then he would be doing the answering, and I'm relieved of such a responsibility. Yet, even after David's prophethood, Luqman continued to support him with his wisdom. He did not leave Prophet Dawood on his own. Al-Imam Al-Hakim, one of the great muhaddith of this nation, narrated in his book Al-Mustadrak, with a sound chain from one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, Anas radiyallahu anhu. So Al-Imam Al-Hakim narrated a hadith from the route of a companion called Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Luqman was with David when David was making chain mail with his bare hands. If you remember in our last class, we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled Prophet Dawood to bend the iron easily. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. And he used to make armors out of this iron. So he made a kind of armor called mail, M-A-I-L. So Prophet Muhammad said that Luqman was with David, with Dawood, when he was making chain mail with his bare hands. He was marveling at David's deed. Luqman was looking how Dawood alayhi salam was using his bare hands to bend the iron, and he's putting the rings together, making a good armor. So he was marveling that act. So he wanted to ask Prophet Dawood about the benefit of what he was doing. He felt that urge to ask a question about, what are you doing, O Prophet Dawood? But his wisdom prevented him from asking. His wisdom prevented him from asking. In another narration of this hadith, it is said that after Dawood finished making this distinct type of armor, he wore it, he put it on, and said, how good an armor for war you are. Prophet Dawood, after he put this armor that he finished making, he said, how good an armor for war you are. When he said that, Luqman, remember, he wanted to ask, what's the benefit of what you're making? He did not. Luqman then said, silence is wisdom, and few practice it. Silence is wisdom, and few practice it. To that, means after Luqman said that, to that, David alayhi salam said, Dawood, you were rightfully called Hakim, the wise. You were rightfully called Hakim, which means the wise. Now, the wise statements of Luqman are many, and are preserved, means they are reported in different places. Examples of those statements, that one time a person told Luqman, slaughter a sheep for me and bring me the two best pieces of the sheep, the two best parts of the sheep. Luqman did so. He did that slaughtering and brought the man a tongue and a heart. The man said, could you not have brought better than those? Luqman remained silent. Then the same man later told Luqman, slaughter another sheep and throw away the two worst pieces. And with this slaughter, Luqman threw away the tongue and the heart. The man said, well, first I ordered you to bring me the best two pieces, and you brought me the tongue and the heart. And then I ordered you to throw away the two worst pieces, and you threw away the tongue and the heart. Luqman wisely stated, when good, there is nothing better than these two. And when bad, there is nothing worse than these two. And we know that many, many centuries after, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us the same. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. And the statement of Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام means, verily, indeed, really, in the body is a piece of flesh, which if good, the whole body is good, and if bad, the whole body is bad, it is the heart. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in more than one hadith that the most of what admits people into paradise or hellfire are their tongues and their private parts. So the tongue is a part of the human body which, if used properly, one will be admitted into paradise, and if used in an evil way, would lead the person to be thrown in hellfire. And the truth, of course, is the truth, whether it was said 2,000 years ago or 100 years ago or today, is going to be the same truth. So there is no surprise that Luqman's statement and later Prophet Muhammad's statement agreed. Another time, our master Luqman was asked, which people are the worst? Which people are the worst? He said, those who do not care if evil is seen from them. Those who do not care if evil is seen from them, means they commit evil and they don't care if anyone knows about it. He said those are the worst people. The author said Luqman advised his son. The Honorable Luqman is famous for the advice that he gave to his son. Among those sayings are, O son, do not let the rooster, the cock, be smarter than you. Do not let the cock or this rooster be smarter than you. It calls out the name of God at pre-dawn while you are asleep. Do not let the cock the rooster, be smarter than you. It calls out at pre-dawn. It makes this crowing, if you. So the cock or the rooster crows at pre-dawn, before Al-Fajr comes in. It makes that sound while you are just asleep. It means it calls the name of God. It's making a good thing, and you are asleep, missing the goodness. So don't let the cock be smarter than you. It is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the rooster crows, it must have said, seen an angel or the angels. And then the Prophet said, when this happens, make a lot of dua. Because if the angels are there, they may say ameen to your dua, and your dua becomes fulfilled, inshallah. Also, he said to his son, insincerity, riya, is to seek the reward for your deed in this life. Insincerity is to seek the reward for your deed in this life. And the good people work only for the next life. Also, he said to his son, O son, do not fill your stomach after you have already filled it. يسمى إدخال الطعام على الطعام. Do not fill your stomach after you have filled it. It's better for you to throw that extra food to a dog than to eat it. It is better for you to throw that extra food to a dog than to eat it. Also, he said, O son, I warn you against excessive laughing. I warn you against excessive laughing. It makes the heart dead. It makes the heart dead. Meaning that it makes the heart oblivious, forgetful about the day of judgment. And the same statement was said by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تكثروا من الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Do not laugh a lot, because laughing a lot makes the heart dead. It makes the person forgetful about the day of judgment. It means excessive laughing. Not that if a person laughed now and then, you know, sparingly, as they say, that's is not dispraised. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was reported from him that he would be with his companions, and the companions would laugh, means they make sound, while he smiles. And there were instances where the Prophet, you know, smiled until his, you know, back teeth showed up, means he was very happy. It's just this kah 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 for a long time, often, you know, frequently, is not something praised Islamically. Luqman alayhi salam was asked, what is the cure for insincerity? How could a person, you know, get rid of being insincere? He said, hiding the deed, means the good deed, and being discreet about it. Hiding the deed and being discreet about it. He was asked, how do you hide the deed? He said, whatever you were ordered to show of your deed, do not engage in it except with sincerity. Whatever you are religiously ordered to show of your deed, do it, but do not get engaged in this deed except with sincerity. And whatever you were not ordered to show, to keep, you know, hidden, love that no one knows about it except God. Love that no one knows about it except God. We know Islamically, for example, paying zakah, the obligatory zakah, if a person paid it in public with the intention to show people that This is obligatory zakah. I'm reminding you that you should do your obligation. That's Islamically praiseworthy. But if a person wants to pay optional sadaqah, charity, to a poor person, it's better to hide it because we're not ordered to show it. And sometimes, even the optional one may be, you know, recommended to show. But the obligations, you could do it, but do it with a sincere intention. He also said, means Luqman, every deed that people know about, do not count it among your deeds. Means in order to be sincere, every deed that people know about, just consider it as if you did not do it. This will help you have a sincerity, the sincerity in your heart. Because if you say, okay, this is not in my, among my good deeds now, then you don't feel proud about it, you don't just get conceited about it. If you have that attitude towards your good deeds, it helps you be sincere about it. Because you're doing it for the sake of Allah, not to earn fame and praise of the people. Now, in the Quran, we said that Luqman's wise statements were reported, and there are many. And one of the places where his wisdom is displayed and reported is in the Holy Quran, in the surah named after Luqman, Surah to Luqman. There are verses from 12 to 19, verses that speak about Luqman and some of his advice. From verse 12, which says that revealed to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. From this verse number 12 of Surah Luqman, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Luqman wisdom for Luqman to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us in the ayah that Luqman did thank Allah azza wa jal. Luqman displayed wisdom by thanking Allah and by performing what he was to, was he ordered. By what he was ordered. The ayah has the meaning also, whoever obeys Allah helps himself, does good to himself. Whoever obeys Allah benefits himself. Because the benefit of the reward comes back to the person who did the good deed, who did the obedience. And the verse continues, and whoever denies the blessings and does not carry the correct belief in Allah, this person must know that certainly Allah is needless of his creation's worship, but Allah deserves to be praised. Allah doesn't need anyone, doesn't need anything. If we worship him, then we benefit. If we refuse to worship him, then we harm ourselves. Allah doesn't need us. Worshipping him helped us. We benefit from that. Our master Luqman, who was a wali, not a prophet, was preaching his son and wife, who were blasphemers, calling them to Islam. And he kept on doing so until they became Muslim. So scholars mentioned that when they were talking about verse 13 that we're going to recite soon. So in Sahih Muslim, the companion of the Prophet alayhi salam, the companion named Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, said that when verse 82 of Surah Al-An'am was revealed, and this verse, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. So when this verse was revealed, he said that the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became worried because it has the word وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. The verse means those who believed and did not mix their belief with injustice, those are the ones who will have safety and are guided. So when the companions heard the verse revealed to the Prophet, they said, who among us does not do injustice to himself? They understood the word injustice here by its general meaning, which means to violate some of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam told them, it is not as you thought. This word bidhulm, mixing the belief with injustice, that word injustice there does not mean the general meaning of injustice, means disobeying Allah. It means rather this justice, it means as it is in verse 13 of Surah Luqman. Allah revealed to Prophet to Sayyidina Luqman, mashallah, to this wali, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. So the meaning of injustice in the verse in Surah, in the verse 82 in Surah Al-An'am, is the same meaning, has the same meaning of injustice that is in verse 13 of Surah Luqman, which means he said to his son Luqman, O son, do not associate partners with Allah. Indeed, means associating partners with Allah, it is a great injustice. So the Prophet is telling us, and of course telling his companions who were worried, that the injustice in that verse refers specifically to associating partners with Allah. And of course there are many other verses, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and so on, that signify that ظلم or injustice, sometimes it refers to blasphemy, and sometimes it refers to less than blasphemy. So you have to look at the context of the text. So we mentioned verse 12, we mentioned verse 13. Now, verse 14, in it we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the human beings to be dutiful, to do their obligations, and to be good to their parents. In verse 14, Allah said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. So Allah ordered the human being to be nice, gentle to one's parents. One's mother bore the person in weakness and hardship. And moreover, the weaning of the child takes place within 2 years. So Allah ordered man to thank Allah and also to be thankful to one's parents. Thank Allah for the blessing of faith, and thank Allah and thank the parents for the blessing of being raised. So Allah is ordering the human being to be thankful to the parents for raising him, and to be thankful to Allah who bestowed upon him those parents and other things. Then verse 15 in the same surah, Luqman, we are told, means Allah is telling us, revealed to Prophet Muhammad, about Luqman. And Allah is addressing us, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, you human, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This verse carries the meaning that if your parents, so be kind to your parents. However, if your parents order you to associate partners with Allah out of their ignorance, do not obey them. Despite this, I mean, despite the fact that they are ordering you to associate partners with Allah, do not obey them. Despite that, accompany them in this life in a kind way. Follow the path of those who repent to Allah. You will get resurrected, and God will tell you what you used to do. You will know, you will be told about all these deeds that you used to do in this life. Then verse 16 in the same surah, Luqman. Allah says that Luqman said, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. From this ayah, we know that Luqman said, O son, if there be but the weight of a mustard seed, O son, if there be but the weight of a mustard seed, and it was hidden in a rock, or anywhere in the heavens or on earth, God will bring it forth. For God knows everything very well. Nothing is hidden from Allah. Even if that mustard seed was hidden somewhere, anywhere, on earth or in the heavens, Allah knows about it. Now, the last verses 17-19. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور وَقُصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. These three verses, 17 to 19, have the meaning that Luqman addressed his son, O son, perform prayer, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, order the obligations. Means if some people are not doing them, you order them to do them. And forbid the sins. If some people are committing sins, you forbid them from doing them. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, be patient with what hits you. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, indeed, doing so, this patience, is a sign of forbearance and strength. Do not turn your face away from people in pride. You know, when you talk to some people, just they turn their face away from you out of arrogance. So he said, do not turn your face away from people in pride. Do not walk on earth with overbearing arrogance. Indeed, Allah does not accept those who strut and swagger. Allah does not accept any arrogant boaster. I repeat, do not turn your face away from people in pride. Do not walk on earth with overbearing arrogance. Indeed, God does not accept those who strut and swagger. God does not accept any arrogant boaster. Also, verse 19, we had 17, 18, now 19. Be moderate in your walk and lower your voice. Verily, indeed, the harshest of voices is the braying of asses or donkeys. Be moderate in your walk and lower your voice. Indeed, the harshest of voices is the braying of donkeys or asses. إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. أيوة. تفضل. Harshest of voices. آمين وفيك. So these are the meanings of verses 12 to 19. They are in Surah Luqman. Luqman, may Allah raise his rank, was advising his son. And of course, we could learn lessons from those advices. Finally, we were talking about Prophet Dawood. We talked about Luqman because he lived at the same time as Prophet Dawood, and in fact, he was with him. Prophet Dawood lived for 100 years, as was cited in a hadith narrated by Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi and others. Prophet Dawood was an esteemed king, prophet, and the father of a prophet, Sulaiman alayhi salam. And we will be talking next class about him, inshallah. This way we finish talking about Dawood alayhi salam. Is there any question? Barakallahu fikum. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم